Hi guys.
Hey, it's been a while.
A long time, like a year and a half time. But we've been busy, very busy.
See, last time was August 25th, my birthday, 2020. So today's date is January 29th, 2022.
So yeah, like a year and 4 months.
How the world has changed.
And how much we've learned.
A ton. So let's just say the house is great. Trials and tribulations of a new house, two water leaks, two different showers. Who doesn't put a shut off, an access panel for two different
That
showers?
doesn't make sense.
There are now.
Right. What else have we done? We built a pool last summer. That was like the bane of our existence.
The first summer, 2020, there was no pools to be found.
Nope. They were all out and on back order for like a long
Yeah.
time.
So we found one March of 2021. It was supposed to be delivered in May. The particular pool we ordered was not. They couldn't guarantee the when or if it was going to get shipped. So the owner of the pool store had another 30-foot round, which would have cost us more, but being that we had already ordered and paid for the pool, they actually gave us the
Right.
upgraded pool because they had everything right there in their warehouse. So that was cool. And then started the trying to find somebody to install the pool.
Yeah, that didn't go too well.
No. They either want, if they could do it, they could do it late summer, or it was a lot of money.
Wait.
So we had this harebrained scheme to, well, let's do it ourselves. We did our one, which was an 18-foot round, at our old house. This is a 30-foot round that has a deck
Yeah.
already there.
That made it easy, but also like it was a pain in the butt trying to dig the hole, trying to make sure the pool was straight.
Level, add the sand. And it was god awful hot.
Every day we were working, I swear, I had like a towel around my neck that was all wet just to keep me cool. I am so thankful that is done though. That was
The cool part about it
hard
was, though,
job.
was them putting the water in the
Oh,
pool.
yeah, that was cool watching that happen.
Yeah, that.
And the truck. The truck had Shamu on it. Free Willy.
And we can't wait. Oh, and so now, and we built a, we have a heater with it.
Yes. That was so nice to keep it open so late in the year.
So, but now this year,
Oh, I can't wait.
we can open it early.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And we don't have to dig any more holes.
No, we're not digging a hole, but we're gonna make sure that we have an awesome garden this year because we lacked on that last year and I slacked and it turned to crap. There were so many weeds and stuff. But this year, that's our plan.
Self-sufficient garden. Our herb garden outside did very, very
That's
well.
because it was in like a box off the ground. You know what I mean? Like,
Fresh dirt.
yep, maybe we need to
Organic.
take what we learned in that part and
Well,
transfer
I
it.
would think that we would probably want to rototill it all up, rake it, get all the rocks and stuff out, and then put the topsoil
For
on.
sure. For sure.
And that organic stuff worked very, very well.
Yes, it did. And we added nutrients to all like that,
Yeah.
which probably helped it overgrow towards the end of the year. But we still had, like, if I walked out there now, there's probably still herbs out there.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of those regrow
And we
themselves.
had a ton of mint.
Yeah, there was a ton of mint, which is good because we're gonna need that this year for our poolside.
That's right.
Yep.
It's gonna be so nice. All the stuff that we bought a pool box and some rafts that we had already had that we had never used. Of course, they came from China, so we know how long those lasted.
Well, two of them already went kaput.
So now we are deciding to try to be self-sufficient as much as we can.
Yep.
We still shop local.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to go to Walmart.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was there.
There's a local meat market which has real good meat. So being self-sufficient is the way to be. Moving here was the best idea I've had. I am very at home here.
It's very peaceful.
Very peaceful. Except for when the dogs try to attack the cats.
No shit. That was scary.
But there's a lot of like-minded people.
Yes. Yes.
Out here.
Mm-hmm. It's all full of farmers and people who work, and you know what I mean? It's a lot of the people who think the same because they live the same. For the most part.
Take care of their family. Take care of their kids.
And even the freaking school system is different.
Yeah.
Our kids have been in school since the beginning of this year. Thank goodness. Homeschool was awesome, but like my stress level was through the roof. But now that they're back in school, it's been nice. They've made friends. They have been in school the whole time without a mask on. They were supposed to ride the bus and wear a mask. But Pax got into that altercation, and I was like, screw that. I'm just driving him. I'm not dealing with that. He doesn't have to deal with that. So I just think, like, I don't know. It's almost like a totally different world.
Yeah. I think, you know, sometimes when I go down there, downstate, see some of the other grandkids, it is like a different world, but I think it's changing too.
I do. I see a lot of difference, especially from a year and a half ago till now.
I see a lot of people waking up to what's happening.
Especially with what's going on in Canada right now. Like over 100,000 people. So much so that Instagram shut their Freedom Convoy page down. GoFundMe was being screwed with. Like, you can't stop it.
No.
Like, you can't stop what's coming. Like, change is coming. You have to flow with it. And the more you fight it, the worse off you are. You know what I mean?
What's funny is before we decided to do this one, we've been talking about it for a while, but, you know, just life gets in the way and you're busy. But we listened to the last podcast and I said, there's no way Biden's going to get in.
Wow. You should have said without cheating.
I should have said without cheating, but who knew he was going to cheat? I mean, but that's just opened up a whole nother can of worms.
It sure has. We haven't even seen what happened from that.
You know, I believe that there's a lot that we haven't seen. There's a lot that's been going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And our politicians are dirty on both sides. It's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans.
No. They're working for the money.
Antifa, critical race theory, all of this crap. You know, and I know we had talked about it before, but I think the big realization for me and how I've been able to deal with it. Everybody's going to have a different opinion, and that's okay. Just don't force your opinion on me.
Right.
I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not hurting you because I'm human.
Right.
I treat you like a human because that's what you are. I don't feel like I have to be right. I don't feel that you have to be wrong. You feel whatever it is that you feel.
Right.
But allow me the same respect.
Right.
You know, I know what's good for me. And I don't have a daddy complex. I don't need somebody telling me that I need to wear a mask. I have to wear a mask. I'm going to mandate it. I'm going to mandate the vax. As far as I'm concerned, y'all can stick that vaccine right up your ass.
Well, I think you are at the same page along with like thousands upon thousands of others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From where we were a year and a half ago till now is an astronomical amount of people that have woken up to the real system.
Mm-hmm.
And are starting to take their own life into their hands instead of worrying about what everybody else is telling them to do.
And you know, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And, you know, we're going to make you safe and we're going to do this. No, we make ourselves safe. And the only thing we need the politicians to do with our money is to do what we want them to do. Like, don't be defunding the police. That to me was totally idiotic. You know, listen to some of these politicians, AOC and all of these. I'm like,
I feel like they should all be fired. They're not doing the USA a service.
Oh, well, I can't wait.
They're servicing themselves.
I can't wait till the election. Because
it took,
they gone.
But you seen what happened with the last one. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably states and or cities that are doing the same thing.
Oh, I have no doubt. Look at Wayne County.
Right. Wayne County is one of the worst.
Perfect example.
Yep. So then at a certain point, you're like, do I vote? Does my vote matter? Like, I want to think that it does, but the last election proved.
But I think, well, but here's the thing. That's what they want you to think about. They want you to, okay, on the one side, they want you to vote. On the other side, they know what's going on because they've been portraying this for years.
Right.
I don't know if we'll ever know how long it's been going on. However, the thing is we know people are awake right now and are able to see of what happened. You think we're going to let that happen again?
Well, and there's good people with money that are now trying to take back over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the only way to change it is to fix it from the inside.
Which?
Or to just burn it all in place.
Or like General Flynn said, start at the local level. School board, you know, city council.
I mean, at a certain point, that's good, but it's mostly the federal government that's so full of fuckery.
It is. It really, really is.
Not to mention, we have lobbyists that work for pharma companies that go and lobby our governor or our people, politicians, and then they end up changing laws to fit them. It's messed
up. How about Biden and Pelosi's and Adam Schiff and all their kids? They all have stake
ties
to the Ukraine and oil,
right?
Seriously,
just like the Bushes did,
and the Bushes, that was the other one.
Yep.
I think there's like five of them.
I don't know.
The problem is they've had for so long, they've been able to hide it all,
right? Just like with the whole pharma thing, because everybody is talking about Fauci 24/7, and you know he is not alone. You know that there's a team of people. It's just like that Stanley Perelman guy that I researched, who's been researching coronaviruses for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You think that he didn't have like any part to play in that? You don't think any, like, you think that Fauci, his little fucking mousy ass, did that all himself?
No,
there's a team of people, and where's the light shown on?
And the
them?
Thing of it is, I think he's got a God complex. I mean, they put his ass in the front. That guy's about to get hammered. I'm just saying.
Well, and if you paid attention to the Ron Johnson thing from last week, there were so many doctors speaking out. I posted shit all over social media because I feel like in my soul that I'm an info warrior, and that's what I have to do.
And this, you know, the vaccine mandate, the military.
Right.
That's, seriously, they got a separate thing like theirs, but it's just for the military.
Are you serious?
That's the thing that I posted. You need to watch that, Kristen.
I didn't see that one.
That's actually just the military.
Wow, I didn't know there was a separate
one. That's been going
one.
On since 2015, I think.
I never knew there was a separate one.
Yeah, 2015. It's like a separate one from the DOD that they're looking at all the military. So they did a comparison, and the myocarditis, dyspnea or something like that is where you have a hard time breathing.
Okay.
I mean, they go through all of it. Like, it's up like 500%.
Wow.
Since they mandated the vaccines, yep. but they're making, if they don't get the vaccine, they're making them get out.
Right.
They're using our military as guinea pigs.
They have been for a long time.
Right. You know, even probably way back to
Tuskegee. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sad. And there was this one guy that I researched, but he was like a satanic priest, and he was like involved. His last name was Aquino, I think. Michael Aquino, maybe. But he was like involved with the military, and he was like a satanic dude. And so, like, these people have been in control of certain things for a long time.
A long time. I mean, one thing, you know, I like to think that I've had, I don't like the word enlightened, but, you know, awake to stuff. But really, really, I'm really awake.
Oh, for sure.
Since Grandma died.
Right. Yep.
It was, I think that was just kind of the catalyst that made me take a step back.
Right.
And take a look at things. And things that I thought were important, or things that I thought I knew.
Right.
I was wrong.
Right.
I can admit that. You know, maybe not on all of it, but, you know, when you really start to look at things and not just believe what people tell you.
Research for yourself.
You know, it's such a difference between being able to research and look at things objectively versus, like, for instance, watching the news.
Watching it blindly.
Watching it blindly and, oh no.
We're all gonna die.
No, guess what? I've been maskless except for at work because, you know, it's mandated. But they haven't mandated me to test. They haven't mandated me to get a vaccine because then that's when the real test will come in. Because
for sure.
I will not be getting no vaccine.
Right.
It's not happening. My body, my choice.
Well, and I feel that, like, what just happened with the Supreme Court set a precedence as to going forward with
right.
businesses and whatnot, you know. And the ones that disagree and want to force people are going to get a light shined on them. And they're the ones that are going to be going downhill, just like Carhartt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or other companies like that.
Nike.
Or Neil Young. Neil Young.
Yeah.
Neil Young needs to be more like Kid Rock or Eric Clapton. Just saying. And all the other ones that want to go and cry baby bitch about it need to step up and stand their ground instead.
Yeah.
And I think I know for a fact that part of me was scared to do a podcast because I was afraid of what people are going to think, feel, or say. But it doesn't even matter because I posted all our posted all over social media anyways. So I'm glad that we're doing this because it gets thoughts and feelings out with only thinking and typing about it. It's actually voicing it.
Right. And there's so much more that's out there.
For sure. And a lot of negativity. So you have to therefore balance yourself back out. Because you can get lost in the mix and stuck in a downward spiral, and that's not good.
Yeah, there's plenty of days. One of the things I learned how to do since I've been here is diamond dot.
Mm-hmm. You've done like two or three of them, haven't you?
I've done five or six.
Oh, shit.
One was a New York skyline, and now the latest one, and it's pretty big, but it's very... it keeps me thinking without overthinking, and it helps me relax.
So therefore, technically, it's like part meditation.
Kinda, yeah.
Because you're redoing the same thing over and over, but in the same sense, you're still in your body and still in your mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's why I love crafting so much, or sitting at the computer like editing pictures for hours, you know, because you're one with yourself. And it takes a lot to get to sometimes these days.
Yeah. And I do listen to a couple of different podcasts, just saying, on Telegram and, well, you go to they're on Telegram, but they're on Rumble.
Yeah.
And We Know.
That's a good one.
And X22.
Yep.
So, do I believe everything? No. Do I listen to it? Yeah, because then some things make sense. Some I'm like, maybe. Who knows? Who knows what the truth is? But I can put pieces together of a puzzle, just right. like everyone else.
I would rather use... people are like, don't trust Google. Well, yeah, don't trust Google anymore because they're like hiding things now. So you have to use like the Brave browser or DuckDuckGo. Yeah. So you research...
And even DuckDuckGo sometimes.
I know. Well, you got to research that one subject and find a bunch of shit on it and then make up your own opinion because you have to these days. You can't take everything people say for face value. And if you haven't learned that over the last year and a half, you need to learn it now.
And then, I don't know, this is an election, midterms, they call it. And what's funny is, when we listened back to the last podcast, we were talking about Whitmer. And it's so funny now that... she's like, oh, now I'm ready to fix the roads and I'm ready to do... Really?
Well, she's going to change the subject because how much she was pushing vaccines and now the data's coming out about those.
What she did to small businesses.
I know.
Yeah. In our state. It's criminal.
Or how much we're paying to practically brainwash ourselves at the gas pump. You can't go to a fucking Speedway and not get a vaccine commercial, especially for ones that are for pregnant women. And the COVID vaccine hasn't been tested on pregnant women, and the results that are coming out for that is crap.
Oh, and it's still emergency use authorization only.
Right. So nothing's changing. People still getting harmed, and I'm just ready to see people get arrested.
And now they're coming after the kids.
The 5 to 12 year olds, and there was like 35,000 reports yesterday or the day before for just that. And it wasn't like 35,000 dead. It was like the reports, like all these things that are going wrong with kids' bodies on the inside because of this. That's horrible.
That is horrible.
Yeah, you were created from God, perfect. And people forget that. They think that you're just going to walk around and be diseased.
And what really bothers me is we don't know when it started.
No. Well, I can tell you for this. The whole 1986 thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they started vaccines way back in, like, the 1700s, I think, and started playing with shit. And who knows that half of the deaths since that time haven't been from that. You know what I mean? They're saving lives, but that's not what the data is reflecting. That's not what VAERS is reflecting.
Right.
So they have probably, in 1986, that was, we were talking about this, 30-something years ago. And they switched it so the manufacturers couldn't be held liable. And they did it by voice vote. They weren't even, like, in the office when they did that.
Yeah.
That's shady as fuck. And then you got people, like, the whole reason that I even started researching vaccines was because of Gia's aunt.
Mm-hmm.
She told me about Jacob, and now I look at him, and he's 20-something years old, and he's never lived, like, a normal life out on his own.
Right.
And he's one of, like, thousands. One of thousands. And he was a perfect, healthy child until one of them, I think it was MMR. It makes me sad that this is even still going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's horrible. But also in the same sense, like, I'm not going to stop loving my life and being happy and mm-hmm. doing things I want to do. And yes, I care about those people out there in the world around me. But at the same time, I know I'm healthy. I know I'm not diseased. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I'm not going to live thinking that way. I'm not going to live in fear.
No, and you look at the commercials and everything that are on TV, and it's all fear, 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 fear. Oh, you got to get it, or you're going to spread it. Really? No.
And yet those same pharma companies have commercials all the time for their drugs and show you all the side effects, yet they won't do the same with vaccines.
No.
Not one single time.
Right.
Nobody even wants to debate it.
That's true, because wasn't it Ron yep. Johnson too?
He invited all those people and nobody came.
You know, it's just amazing. I mean, I know, you know, people are living their life and they're going to work or they got let go or because the business closed and they're trying to make a living, you know, trying to take care of their kids. They might be homeschooling their kids because for whatever reason, whether they want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I really don't care. That's your choice. I have a choice. I have a choice. I'm not sick.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I have my own issues with health, and I choose what I do. Nobody else has to choose for me.
And that's a whole thing. Like, they want to tell you all this shit that you have to do, but not one time has anybody out there telling you what to do ever walked into your personal reality and been like, let me help you out. No, I'm going to spout shit from the phone, from the TV, telling you what to do, thinking that that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Don't be coming around here.
Oh, no, honey. We don't play. We don't play. I mean, we like to play, but we don't play with negative pieces of shit.
No. I mean, it's been nice and peaceful. When I'm at home, I'm comfortable. I'm where I want to be. Do I go out? Sure. I go to work. I go do whatever.
We go shopping if we want to.
Right.
And nothing's changed. We still smile at people.
But the biggest thing that I see that has changed from moving up here is the fact that I'm not rushed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have to, oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have to go here. Oh, I need to just run to the store and grab this or that, or I need to do this. No, I don't need to do shit.
Right. Right.
You know, I pick and choose what I want to do.
And life is easier for you if you just go with the flow of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's okay to be like, oh, I'm going to do this today. But you just got to flow with it.
Kind of like when I got up this morning and I'm like, I had talked about it yesterday. I'm like, man, I really need to clean out that refrigerator. Because I'm a little OCD when it comes to being like, you know, where stuff is in the refrigerator. And we always have leftovers and all kinds of stuff. Two refrigerators and you think we'd get it together. But I'm like, okay, so I got up, I made your dad breakfast, and, you know, had some tea, and I'm like, okay, this is moved everything around, threw some stuff out. I'm like, okay, that's good. Then I looked down when I was done, and I emptied the dishwasher and put the dishes in the dishwasher, and I look, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, Dad, floor is dirty. The sun was coming through.
Oh, and I hate could see, that. I was like, see all the speckles on the floor.
So you got up this morning and I told you I was going to mop the floor. You're like, okay, let me have my coffee first and have a smoke and then I'll vacuum. I'm like, okay. So it's those kind of things, kind of going with the flow. Okay, you know, I see this. Yeah, we have appointments and things that we do, you know. But when it comes, you know, the weekend or even at night, if I have to go into the office and I get home, I don't feel rushed anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, whatever. I let my body tell me what I need to do.
Yep, pretty much.
You know, if I need to sleep and I just got home from work, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Going up to my room, going to bed.
I'm taking a nap.
Whatever my body tells me that I need.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed since it's been so cold out is I get really thirsty.
Me too. It's because it's dry.
It's so dry.
Yep.
And then if I drink too much water, but I haven't eaten a whole lot, then I...
Chew.
And then I get heartburn.
From too much water?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I have to wake up in the middle of the night and pee, and I'm always like... Try not to drink water before you go right to sleep. I have a small bladder and I'll be waking up like, oh, gotta go.
So, but the house is great. We love it up here. We love the people around here. Our neighbors are great. On the one side.
La, la, la,
and across the street.
Yeah, he's totally cool. I love Morris.
But it's... do what you want. Why? You know, it's funny because when I was a kid, growing up in the 60s and the 70s, when I was a kid, it was like, you know, oh, I couldn't wait to be an adult. I can make my own decisions.
Right.
And then when you become an adult, you're making your own decisions, but are you really making your own decisions?
Not all the time.
Now, I'm like... You are not me. You know, we all have boss. You know, if you work, you have a boss.
Right.
I'm paid to do a job.
Right.
I do my job exceptionally well. And I leave my job at my job. Right. I can't bring it home.
Right. Right.
No, I have to leave it there. Some days are harder than others, especially if you're working from home. But I make my own decisions. This is my life. Nobody is going to tell me what I have to do. One, I'm not hurting anybody. Two, I'm not breaking any laws. Three, I don't treat people like shit.
Nope.
However, if you come at me...
We're going to have a problem.
You better be ready to get it back. Right. The same what you get. I will never intentionally treat somebody like shit. Ever.
And that's what's so crazy about all this. Is like there's been so many deaths and sickness and, you know. Like,
well, I think the beginning there was a lot of Karens.
Oh, for sure. Telling people what to do.
Right. So it was really hard. Now, you know. If somebody's, you know, I didn't want to wear a mask, you know, go to the grocery store, I'm not wearing a mask, you know, you got the stares, you got the Karens that would come up and say something to you,
right.
You know.
Okay, so we stopped this yesterday so we could go to dinner, so we're restarting today. It's Sunday, Mom's getting ready for bowling, so we decided to come finish the podcast in her bathroom. Oh.
No, you won't hear the toilet flush.
No. And we did enough, I guess you'd say bitching yesterday, but, really it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says because this is our life and we're going to lead it the way we feel it's needed.
You know, I know we had talked yesterday about, Karens and masks and all that. Look, if that's something you want to do, that's your life. I think that's the whole purpose. You know, when I had said, you know, we're not hurting anybody, you know, we follow the laws that are made by the legislature, by we the people. So, you know, in essence, for us going forward, that's all we're saying. Be you. Be your true self. Do what works for you and your family. There's no right or wrong. It just depends on what's right for you. God knows we've seen enough wrong. with our politicians. So yeah, so some of this is going to be our opinion, but like Kristen said, going forward, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, what are we doing for our lives and our family, you know, through all this.
At least trying to make our mental health be stable, because, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I know. This morning I listened to Garrett Saldana breaking down Governor Whitmer's state of the state. And there's a lot of changes that need to be made. We all need to stand up. We all need to speak. We all need to be able to
come together civilly.
Right. You know, everybody's not going to agree on everything, but everybody has an opinion.
And a choice.
And a choice. And nobody's voice should be silenced.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Regardless of what side you're on, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But you've got to think about everyone.
Right. And you can't think that it's okay to silence people, because that's freedom of speech, number one. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own opinion. And when you think that it's okay to shut people down, you're on the wrong side of history, friend.
And that's huge.
And that's been happening a lot. Yeah. Not even just like this year, but like in years previous. Like, I would say at least 4 to 5 years. They even took like our groups down. Like, we had a couple groups, like people against vaccine groups, and they took us down a couple years ago. Like, so, right before all this shit started.
So now, I mean, I think I'm at a point now where it's I'm doing what I need to do for myself and my family, but I'm also looking out for others. That doesn't mean I have to be disrespectful.
Right, yep.
It doesn't mean I have to not include somebody else's opinion just because it's different than mine. You know, not everybody is right all the time.
No, and at the beginning of this, they had it all us feeling like it was the end of the world.
And we're all human. I, you know, that's been my thing now, is to, you know, you can disagree, but you can do it respectfully.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there are, you know, people that are going to, you know, shout and you know, just because they're the loudest doesn't mean they're right.
No, because if you look what's going on in Canada, there's so much love, so much unity, so much togetherness and centrality that it, like, blows my mind.
You know, I'll treat everybody with respect. I mean, and that's what everybody's entitled to. We are all human. You know,
and love should be first. That's been put on the back burner for sure.
But the thing that gets me going is when you come after the kids.
Right, yep.
You know, is a lot of it really going to affect me in present day? Probably not. You know, based upon my age. But what is the world going to look like when my grandchildren are, you know, in their, well, some of them are in their 20s. But, you know, when they get my age, what in the hell?
I'll tell you what. I posted a picture of Gia and Allie, like, right before all this shit started. Like, right before. Because I had been paying attention to the news and listening to shit. And they were talking about closing us down. Well, we were going to, like, the twins, like, I don't know, Valentine's dance at school. And that was, like, what, February of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I posted a picture because Allie had just gotten, like, her car and her license, and her and Gia were going somewhere. And I posted the caption, "I hope that when my kids get my age, freedom is the same. Or even better," or something along those lines. And that hits even harder today. You know what I mean?
Right.
Than it did when I posted it 2 years ago. Like, I want them to be free and equal. And I feel like part of the reason that I'm doing this yes, it's for myself, for my knowing, but it's also for like going forward and making sure that they're going to have a happy, free life when they're older. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you have to pay attention to things because nobody's going to do it for you.
No. And when the government tells you that they're going, oh, we're going to give you
we're from the government and we're here to help.
It's so wrong. I think somewhere along the way, people forgot that we, the people, are the ones that elect them to do our bidding.
Right.
Not to do all this fundraising and get elected and then don't do any of the things that they said that they were going to do.
No, it's all backwards. They do it for the corporations.
Right. And the the 6,000 small businesses here in the state of Michigan closed.
I know, it's so sad.
6,000. That's a lot. You know, continue to shop local. I will continue to shop local. You know, can I do it all the time? No. But most of the time I can.
Right.
Or I can shop small businesses online.
Yep.
You know, that's... We are taking our power back.
Yep.
You know,
you have no choice but to.
One of the things I did when we moved out here was I am an election official. Right. So I'm there when we're counting the votes. I'm there counting the absentee ballots. I can make sure that it's fair.
Right.
You know, the one thing I could never understand is all them pushing, oh, we don't need voter ID. Hello. I've been voting since I turned 18. I vote in every election. I look at the candidates. Some of them can fool you some of the time.
Right.
But you've got to vote. And my whole entire life, a voting life, you had to show ID.
Right.
You literally had to show ID.
Well, and then the freaking IRS just came out with something that, like, if you want to use their online program or whatever, you're going to have ID. So why do you have to have ID for the IRS but not to vote? Like, that makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
It don't stop them from taking your money.
No, no, nope.
And now they're going after, if you spend over $600.
Yep. Yep. No, if you make over $600, if you're like an online business, you have to claim that now.
Yeah. So who's monitoring that? They are. So what else have they been monitoring this whole entire time?
Right.
You know, those are the things to think about. So are they leading us in some direction, you know, as we go about our daily life and not, you know,
pay attention to what's happening in Washington?
Right. I'm pretty much off social media. I mean, I still have, you know, some stuff on there, but.
See, and I am on social media. I'm on, like, TikTok. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram because I feel like part of my mission is to share the truth, share the things that I find. Like, yes, I love snowflakes, or yes, I love being a mom, but, like, truth things are important and people don't see that all the time.
And there's so much that they've hidden from us.
Right.
As far as truth.
Not only truth, but like our own human history that they've like changed.
Bastardized.
And, right. And made it for their own using to make everybody think a certain way and put everybody into this box.
What's so funny is if you shut the TV off,
right, and go back to your life, like, you don't see any of that. Because even when you go out into, like, the world and you're maskless, like, people will look at you, but there's other people that aren't, and they smile at you. And that was one thing. I had this crazy dream that, like, I walked into a grocery store and I was maskless, and all these people were walking around maskless, and I was just like, you're beautiful, I love your face. And then, like, not a couple months after that, people started being more maskless. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I love seeing people's faces. I love talking to people, like, randomly. You know what I mean? It's not random, because every time somebody says something to me, it just sparks something, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's your universe. Like, your universe is what surrounds you, you know? And you can help create that by the thoughts you think, by the way you live. And people forget that. People forget that they're cosmic beings.
You know, we can think certain ways, and then there are things that happen that make you go, hmm. And you know, at least I do, that there's divine intervention.
100%. And it's been real weird lately.
You know, everything is on God's time. You know, when things are revealed, you know, yeah, we all fight the good fight, but if you know in your heart that something is wrong, it's wrong.
Well, and sometimes you get like little messages, you know what I mean? In the people that you're around, or like things that show up in your freaking life, like that vaccine bottle. You know what I mean? In our backyard.
Right, digging a pool.
Right. Like, how? That was a reminder.
And a hippie bus.
And a hippie bus. And a crystal.
And a crystal.
A giant crystal. Like, that wasn't no, like, little, like, hand. It was the size of my hand.
Speaking of which, something that appeared in our yard could be quite coincidental. We're not sure. We're standing upstairs, and my husband looked up or outside, and he's like, what is that in the air? And I'm like, well, I don't know. So we will go downstairs. He's like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know, probably something one of the dogs drug, you know, around the backyard. He goes, well, I'm gonna put on my boots and go out and look at it. He flipped it. I'm watching out the window, and he flipped it over with his foot, and it was a huge, like, falcon, like a huge wingspan.
That's crazy.
And from what he could tell, it didn't look like it was shot, or, you know, the dogs hadn't touched it.
Right.
You know, we got 3 80-pound dogs. They didn't touch it.
That's amazing.
So we're like, okay.
Where'd this come from? Is why in the backyard?
So, you know, you gotta.
Oh my God.
What?
That's a sink. Because. Do you know who takes pictures and, like, pays attention to falcons and like, does, like, certain stuff with falcons?
Oh.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Really? I
swear to God. That's so weird that I just thought of that. That's the connection. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the fucking connection right there. Because I paid attention to that dude for a long time. Because of what he said. Because he was giving mothers a freaking podium to speak on when everybody else wouldn't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they're still having a hard time.
Exactly. That people that have been injured from this new one, they don't have a podium to speak, and they were like shutting people down.
Like I just posted about the DOD.
Exactly.
Hello, the military is what protects us, and they're trying to take them out.
Right.
I don't agree with that.
No, because if they take them out, they got their UN. Them blue hats. Blue helmets. You know what I mean? They got something to replace it with.
The UN. That we pay money for.
And half of the shit that they done is shady too. The WHO, the CDC, FDA, all of them. They should all be shut down by now. I would think.
And replaced.
Speaking of which, when we went over last night, they showed me this tube that they have to put on their dentures, and it says it's high in zinc. And she was like, is this bad for me? Because they have a warning label. And I was like, what? I would think if something had zinc in it, it would be good for you. You know what I mean? But they literally have like a warning label on it. Like the FDA won't even approve certain supplements or vitamins because they're shady. So then they put warning labels on the side of something that people have to use all the time.
But here's all the pharmaceutical drugs that it could give you. It can make you worse than where you started.
Right. It's messed up. Kind of. And instead of like them making medicines out of herbs and things that are natural from nature, they design shit in the lab that is synthetic and will fuck you up even more. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's why, like, when I find random shit in the backyard, like those autumn olives, I'm like, I'm gonna eat the fuck out of them. Those are high in lycopene. That shit is good for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it's gonna do, but I know that it can't be bad. You know? Because it was like, they said that the lycopene content on that was higher than tomatoes. And those are like itty bitty, smaller than my fingernail. I think that's why I made those cookies. Because I was like, well, if I save all these and make some cookies with it. Actually, I didn't make cookies. I was going to make cookies. I'm going to make cookies this year. But even just like random like herbs and shit that are in the backyard. Like the...
Oh, we didn't even talk about how our yard, when we first moved in.
Yeah.
Because it was after our last podcast, the whole one side of our yard was nothing but Concord grapes.
Yep, yep.
We literally made grape jelly.
It was the best.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it had a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, I could downscale some of that.
Yeah, but it was the best. And it was homemade. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, we gave some to our neighbor who shares the fence with us. And she has more vines on the other side. And she's like, anytime you want to take them. We did have to thin them out this year, though, because our one pit bull, who she's just now 2 years old, was climbing the fence and going to the other side.
She was just like walking across it. I'd be like, what the heck is she doing?
Walking across the top of the grapevines. And then she'd hop over into the other side. And so now that we thinned them out, now she tries to pull them through the fence.
A little crazy.
So it's just, you know, years ago, I never would have thought of that. I mean, I was living in the city. I wasn't, you know.
You were going with your day-to-day busy bee life.
Go here, go there. Now I pick and choose.
Right.
So, you know, pick and choose your battles. You know, what is it that makes, you know...
You inspired.
Right.
You need to find that path. You know what I mean? Because if you can think about all these things and post all these things, but eventually your mental health will have an effect with that. So you have to balance that shit out with like things that you love doing or things that make you happy or people that make you happy.
Which means taking breaks.
Right.
You know, you can get to such a point when you, you know, all this political BS and all of it and all the research, sometimes you just have to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back. Remember what's important.
Yep.
God, family.
Love.
Love.
Yep.
You know, and keep it moving. Because there's always going to be something.
Right.
You know, the truth is going to come out. I have no doubt.
Yep. 100%.
So, my way of helping is... being, you know, a poll worker, because I'm able to do that.
And I don't think I've found my niche yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I concentrate on snowflakes or pictures, because that's something that's so close to my heart. But I don't, like, there's part of me so bad that wants to start, like, a foundation to help vaccine-injured children, because our government won't do it. They... have like court cases because of the VAERS system, and people get turned down. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And people have lifelong shit that they have to pay for, and our hospital systems are part of the problem.
Oh God.
So part of me wants to start a foundation to help those kids and families. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because they're the ones that were jacked with first.
See, that, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I mean, that's always been one of my biggest pet peeves is if you go, you know, I have insurance, I go to the doctor, and you get your explanation of benefits.
Yeah.
And it tells you this is what they charge, and this is the discount because of who you have as an insurance carrier. And then this is the amount that they bill your insurance carrier, and then this is your amount. Okay, so if If I have Blue Cross and you have Aetna, but I get a bigger discount than you do because I have Blue Cross, that's bullshit. They should just charge the same amount for everyone.
Yeah.
This country is in so much debt. The people are in medical debt. It's all medical debt. You know, somebody gets sick in your family and God forbid has cancer or whatever it may be, you know, it keeps you down.
Right, yep.
Because now you have this over your head of this big massive amount of debt. And it's all due because of that.
Right.
That's BS.
Because of your health.
Because of corporations.
Right. Not to mention the fact that your health could possibly be the way that it is because of all those pokey things. You know what I mean? And, because they have lifelong.
And not just that. I mean, I was doing some research. You know how they, how women, they have to get the mammograms.
Yes. Yeah.
But you've got all that radiation.
Yeah.
Every time you go.
I know. I've been reading about thermograms for a while now.
I mean, it's, you know, just do your own research. There's so much I still don't know.
You can do your own research, but if you're sick or you're wanting to make a health change, you need to find the natural remedies to help you because those are the ones that actually work. Because you need to treat the root cause of the problem because nothing's going to change if you're just masking it with medication. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but true. Mm-hmm. And I will say that a couple years ago, I started taking CBD oil. I'm not repping a company because I don't care where it comes from, but I have to take it because my mind works in circles. And it makes it like an even keel, like an even line where I don't feel like I'm going to lose it. You know what I mean? Like I feel way more peaceful with CBD oil in my body.
It's true. I've seen it.
Some days I'll be crazy.
Me, I just have to. I'm more calm now than I've ever been in my entire life.
1,000%. And I think it has to do with being in nature, being like peace all around you. Like you could walk outside your house and walk in the backyard and be like, I'm going on a nature walk. This is so awesome. Mm-hmm. It just totally changed my vibe. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So. Do what's right for you and your family.
Yep. Whatever it takes to make you happy. Yep.
I think that's a good place to end it for today.
I think so too. That was a good one. It's almost an hour.
Love your family.
Love your life. And have fun. And do things that make you happy. So like this made us happy because we haven't done this in a year and a half.
And always give God praise. Because you know He's the one.
Not only praise, but you need to pray. And when you see things in your life that like actually happen that you've prayed for, you need to say thank you. 1,000%.
1,000%.
Because your blessings won't keep coming if you don't be grateful for them.
That is true.
Yep.
You gotta pay attention.
Yes. 1,000%. Even to the in-between little spurts of time where you're like, oh, did I just notice that? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. This was me on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. The garage door opened because I started the car. Garage door opened. I saw snow. I'm like, oh. Okay. The road right outside our house, you could see the tracks and the snow, but you could see the ice underneath.
Oof.
I'm like, all right, Jesus, take the wheel. And I started laughing at myself. But you know, yeah. I started laughing at myself. But you know what? When I got to work, I said thank you.
Right.
Because.
Why not?
Those are the things.
What's holding you back from saying thank you to God?
Those are the things that, you know, I notice.
Right, yeah.
Because I know in for me, that's one of the things I'm fearful of.
Is?
Was.
What?
like driving in ice because I've slid through intersections, all that kind of stuff. So that's why I said, Jesus, take the wheel, because.
But see, you're transforming that fear in you. Mm-hmm. And that's part of being an alchemist, mm-hmm. is transforming energy.
No, I won't say that I'm like that all the time. There's plenty of times where I'll be like, I'm not coming into work today. Can I work from home? Because, you know.
Like next week? Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. I think Wednesday's going to be the worst of the day. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Okay. So, but take care of yourself. And chill out. And it's okay not to be the person that does everything and keeps up with the Joneses and driving the nice car or having the best house, or you have to do what's right for you. For many, many years, I didn't have shit.
I mean, that's just the way it goes.
I kept striving and striving and striving, but until I really stopped to look at my life and what I wanted, mm-hmm. that's when things started changing.
Well, there's also like manifestation. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I don't think this house would have came as easily if there wasn't many people dreaming about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like I was like looking for a house by myself. No, it was like me and you, and then we showed our other people and they were like, oh my God. You know what I mean? So like, there was more
energy. And this originally wasn't even going to be the house. We poo-pooed this one because it didn't have 5 acres.
Right, yeah.
Then we look at some of the other ones. We were like, oh, hell no.
I don't want that one.
So.
But this one's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. I was just checking out the black windows. I didn't realize there were bubbles.
Yeah. Cool. I put some bubbles in Sammy's pictures. Of the baby, because like there was a picture of him and she had like the board of like his birth stuff, mm-hmm. and then there was like empty space in this picture, but you could see like the bed and like toys and stuff, so I was like, let me cover it up with bubbles and it's less noticeable, you know what I mean? It just takes away a little bit from that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's cute. I can't wait till she sees him. I'm so excited.
But see, you taking pictures is not just snowflakes.
No.
You take pictures of pregnant women, babies, because it makes you feel good when they feel good.
Yes. Like when they see the pictures of themselves and they're like happy with whatever, you know, like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a little gold for me. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are so worried about hustling and making money and getting the gold. Your soul needs to turn to gold. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that is by living your life goodly, godly. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you can cuss and you can be upset, but in your soul, is it good or is it bad? Mm-hmm. Do you do good or do you do bad? Mm-hmm. Do you help people or do you harm them?
We will all come to judgment one day.
Right. And I feel like the more good you do, mm-hmm. the more dharma you get. People talk about karma all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nobody really talks about dharma. Karma is when you do bad and bad comes back to you. Dharma is when you do good and good comes back to you. It's as simple as that. And people don't realize it. It makes me sad.
And sometimes it's small things.
For sure.
Very small things.
Yep. Yeah.
How you treat a person,
yeah,
what you say to that person,
yeah,
because the way it's going to affect them
in the long term,
in long term, short term, their own self-worth, their own, you know,
like, why would you want to break people down when you can build them up?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. And I think that it's hard for me because of the things that I post. They're not negative, but they're to a point, you know what I mean? And I feel like people could take that negatively, but in reality, I'm only trying to help, and it's unfortunate for me, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm a blunt person. Yes. So that it's very hard to, you know, it's cut and dry, you know, so I get taken sometimes to be standoffish or argumentative or to be
short,
yeah, an angry person. I'm really not an angry person, so I mean, that's something that I work on all the time. Right. I mean, lately it's been great. It's like, okay, okay,
sure, whatever you say.
So just hopefully we can get back in the groove. Maybe once a month, once a quarter. I don't know. Tell us what you
think. Sooner than a year and a half.
Tell us what you think. Do you think we're completely off base? Comment. Do you feel the same way? Do you think we should see a shrink? You know, everybody's got an opinion. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Leave some comments. Say hello. It's been a while, we know, but it's okay because we've always been here. It's not like we've left. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just been busy doing other things. So, I don't know. Come find me on Instagram, TikTok, Kristen.Morgan. That's where I post all my shit.
I still have my Facebook. I have Instagram, which I really don't use. And Telegram.
Oh, yeah.
You can find me on Telegram.
Yeah, I like Telegram too. That's where I find a lot of good stuff.
And that's when I post it to Facebook.
Right.
Or Fakebook.
Fakebook.
What is it? Meta.
Fakebook or InstaScam. Whatever.
Meta. God, what? Seriously. They are literally. That's why I don't post in Facebook a lot, because they are. Just research.
Yep.
Look at what they're doing.
Just pay attention, always.
Bye for now.
Adios, amigos. Amigos is... Okay, bye.